It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 528.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It's Tuesday here in Melbourne. It's spring. It's meant to be beautiful weather outside.
It's quite nice. I mean, it's a bit, little bit nippy, but that's okay.
It's freezing.
It's. I mean, yesterday was hot. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone. Like, I think it's throwing people off. I think this is why people are getting a bit sick. Mm-hmm. My wife's just got tonsillitis.
How do you get tonsillitis?
Are you accusing her of kissing? Is that what you're insinuating? No.
How do you actually get tonsillitis?
I don't know. I actually think I gave it to her.
Do you need tonsillitis to give tonsillitis?
Well, I think I would have to. Although I was watching that show that I was talking about last week, Outlander, and there was a guy on it that had the illness on the boat and was making everyone else sick, but he didn't have any symptoms. But
you look like the kind of kid. You look like the kind of kid who would have gotten these tonsils out.
No,
really.
No. What makes you say that?
Your family looks like the type of family to get rid of their tonsils.
No, dude.
Don't you think? Yeah, no, there's a certain tonsil.
No, mum's against. Like, mum, remember, she's old school. Hippie. Like, she doesn't.
Yeah, no circumcisions.
She doesn't want to cut your penis. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to make you do anything you don't want to do. That sounds like a great mother. No, but antibiotics and things like that. I remember mum having pushback on it. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she would have been an anti-vaxxer in 2019?
Nah, mum was never an anti-vaxxer. I don't think she went that far.
Were there anti-vaxxers in the 90s? Like, what do we call them then?
Like, mum was into Steiner. Mr. 97, can you look up
Steiner schools?
Steiner is a method of parenting. Like, so you can, there's the Steiner approach. There's mm-hmm. the school thing, but then there's also like can you look it up? It's either no swaddles.
What's a swaddle?
Or it's keeping your baby wrapped. Like, there's a bunch of, let's look up some, because I have no idea what I'm talking about, but there's a bunch of ways to parent your kid in the Steiner approach.
Well, I believe there's not meant to be any sort of right angles.
Really? What does that mean?
Well, in Steiner schools, I believe that the rooms are all circular.
That's cool. Well, I went I had a troubled childhood inflicted by myself. Nothing really troubled. It was quite privileged, to be honest. But I chose to make it troubled.
As Brighton could have gotten for you.
As a ghetto sometimes. I hated school and mum did everything she could to nurture me through those years, which was very hard for her. And
so you started in a public school, so like a cheapo school?
Elstonwick Primary School, the school across the road. It was a government public school. Mm-hmm. It's primary school. It doesn't really matter when you're a kid. Like, primary schools are all primary schools. And then I left in grade 5 for 2 terms and I went to a Christian school, Christian Brothers
what
College.
Do you know what the fees were like?
It was St. Kevin's College. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it's still primary school, but in the, it's not a private school. It's a
independent school. Like a religious.
It's a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So they're more expensive than public schools, but not as expensive as private schools. Mm-hmm. Lasted 2 terms there. Came back to Elstonwick Primary and then went to Wesley College, private school. Then
Why did you leave after two terms?
You know, it's like saying I'm going to move to Sydney because I've got all these problems here and the problems follow you to Sydney. Mm. The problems were with me.
And then you also have to go to church every week.
Did you?
I mean, there was chapel or whatever.
Yeah, I was playing the flute. I remember doing a flute concert. See what you did there. Yeah, so anyway, mum took me once to a place out Northside that was, I think it's Northside. It's a Steiner school.
I would have enjoyed a Steiner school, I think.
It's more arty. You can sort of free range. Mr. 97, have you got any info on Steiner?
Yeah, well, so it's also called Waldorf.
Okay. It's probably another bloke.
Yeah, not sure. But I've got 6 principles. The first one is childhood is not meant to be a race.
These aren't your principles.
No, these aren't my. No.
Okay, these are the Steiner.
These are the Steiner or Waldorf principles.
Say the first one, please.
Childhood is not meant to be a race.
Okay, great. So I could stand by that.
Yep.
I hated any form of races. Hated.
I'll tell you what, it goes fast though, but he's already nearly 3.
Okay, next one.
Become a storyteller. It's believed that storytelling was a gift and storytelling has remained as a central feature of the Waldorf education.
Okay. So do we know what the difference between Waldorf and Steiner is? Waldorf sounds some form of Harry Potter thing. You haven't gone down some sort of witchcraft.
Nah, it's what came up when I Googled Steiner education.
Okay. I think maybe Steiner is based on Waldorf.
Steiner Waldorf.
And so go on.
I was thinking Steiner was a person. And yeah, maybe it's like you and I, we create school system for young gronks.
We could do that.
Waldorf education is also known as Steiner education. Great.
So that was the second one?
So second one is storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, second one is storytelling. Third one is connect with nature every day.
I like that.
Fourth is teach your kids to play.
Cool.
Fifth is establish routines. Sixth is make room for art.
This is just Matt D. Vella's YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's got a Steiner. I wonder how you become Steiner verified.
He's a storyteller. He's made a few videos outdoors. I love those ones on the ATV.
Oh, that's right. Nature, it's interesting. Like going out into nature, greenery and all that sort of thing. It's one of the things I think about, like New York. New York's got, you know, Central Park, which is beautiful greenery. Wonder how much time people actually spend there.
As a local. I've got a mate, he actually just messaged me on my Insta about Bodhi on a train. He's saying, where's that?
I understand why you're stumbling. Yeah,
he lives in New York. I haven't spoken to him in a while. And that post, all the parents are coming out of the woodworks asking me where the train is. I was on these mini trains. It's $3 to get in. The most fucking ridiculous fun.
I saw Bodhi screaming at the fence.
Oh, he
was
laughed.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he just wanted to get in there. Yeah. He was hyped. He was just wanting to get on the mini train.
Because I noticed like everyone's lined up and he was on the fence screaming.
There's 60 people in the line.
Were you guys lining up at that point?
I was lining up and Amy was tending to young son.
Yeah, and so that's fine. When you're lining up, you can hold the spot for him.
And so my mate who messaged me and said, where is that? He lives in New York City and he runs shitloads and he runs through Central Park. So maybe it's like... it's an exercise spot.
Does he visit Melbourne much? Like, is he going to actually be able to utilize the trains?
Well, I said to him, next time you're here, it's in Eltham.
Okay.
So you go check it out.
What's the vibe? So it costs you $3 per head or just per family?
Per head, $3 a ticket, and it's every Sunday, and it's only on from 11 till 4:30, depending on weather and also how many volunteers they have. It's a fully volunteer-based operation. Probably back into the trains.
Oh, yeah.
So it's literally just a beautiful piece of land at near Ryan John's place, actually. Oh,
if you had to pick one hobby for Bodhi to take up, what do you think you'd pick?
Probably a martial art.
Okay.
I think it's got the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, like, it's
meditative.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it makes you respect. Shit.
How old do you have to be before you can start doing that?
I can get him into Brazilian jiu-jitsu next year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe four. Karate, like I did karate as a kid. Mum would take me to those things. Anything that gets you outdoors, like, or gets you active is nice. Like, was it something, did you gravitate to anything, any of those active sports?
I played heaps of sports. So there was a time where I was doing footy, basketball, t-ball, all like at the same time. And basketball, the thing with basketball that I hated was the amount of training. They do two nights a week training. And I just wanted to be in a team that just played
on the weekend. It's called the seniors in football when you're 28 and just can't train because you work too much and you want to fucking go. You'll pull a hammy though.
But I do appreciate the idea of training. I would love to have a basketball court nearby here. You can pay like $2 entry.
There's a basketball indoor, court right near here.
Indoor?
No, not indoor.
I want it indoor.
Oh, God.
So just many, like a nice.
So many hurdles.
But no, just.
In front of you and.
No. I'm not version. Talking about athletics. I'm talking.
Just play. We could start a basketball. Like, I'm enjoying it. Our next door neighbor, Michelle Timms, gave Bodhi a basketball.
Oh, lovely.
So he's got his own mini basketball.
Oh, that's cute.
So some kind of sport. I think. I thought of it from the future approach, like not the he'll have to do all those sports at school, basketball, football, all that shit. You end up having to. But if there's something you could stick to across your life, martial art is good. What do you think about that approach of schooling for young kids?
I think it's great.
It seems more modern now. Mm-hmm. Like that seems like everyone would be on to, like, I want that for my kid.
Well, I had a German teacher. I've told this story before, but she was an older lady. And she'd come from a Steiner school and then went to our public school, which was a bit rough. and she just couldn't hack it. And because we were naughty, and she'd always be talking about, the Steiner School, we did this. And we'd always be like, go back to the Steiner School then.
Oh,
yeah. And she was the one that we, I got an electric shock pen from What's New. And then someone asked to go to the bathroom and they gave her the pen to sign a note so he could go to the bathroom.
And it shocked her.
It shocked her. And the year coordinator, I remember he came into our classroom. And he was like, this is so serious. He said, she could have died.
Yeah. I tell you, teachers, you need to cut out that bullshit. I was once told in an assembly room full of kids, we are doing DNA tests on the piss in the toilet.
Oh, really?
Whoever's done that, we're going to know who you were.
Wow. I mean, that's an outright lie.
Flat out lie. The woman wouldn't have died from a little electric thing. Mr. 97, there's a few people writing through on the live stream.
Yeah, what have you got? I've just switched over to data, by the way, because it was lagging a little bit.
Oh, that's okay.
Jem's off to put her head under a laser for a bit, so she says bye.
What is she, what is she doing with the laser? I've actually been on the laser
hair
thing.
Removal?
I'm thinking about doing laser hair removal on my neck. And so I could actually have a...
All right, Geordie Shore. Fucking hell.
No. But I just mean So, you know, like around...
Because what you've worked out is the shaving of the neck is getting in the way of ordering Uber Eats time. Swiping on Instagram.
No, it was because I mean, Brie gets upset every time I say I'm going to shave. She gets upset because it means...
Dude, you need to look online. There's this thing you clip around your neck.
Do you have one?
No, I don't because I'm not a gronk.
It's a bib.
So what do you do?
It's like a bib.
So what do you do then?
Wash it down the thing.
Brie doesn't like it being under the drain. You shouldn't go in the drain. I use like paper towel. I'm very
specific. That's good. I do that a bunch
of times. I'm very specific with it, but Brie has like a next level expectations.
Why don't you just do it on the balcony?
You get a mirror out there.
Yeah, so I've done that previously. It can be a bit problematic. I did in the shower.
In terms of what, like missing stuff or what?
Yeah. Yeah, just it's a little bit complicated. But so I was thinking I always feel better about myself if I just shave my neck, like if I've got my hair sort of removed. And I with Pete Shepherd, Tall Gronk's 30th birthday the other week where Mr. 97 and I dressed up as him for his birthday. Mm. Everyone was doing it. And I did a clean shave.
Yeah, I did say that.
And I haven't done a clean shave in maybe 5 years.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And so the annoyance, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to lean into it and see if there's ingrowns or whatever. Good tip, by the way. I didn't have shaving cream. Guess what I used?
What? Soap.
No.
What you just
what
used?
Would you,
soap
what would you
or water?
Use? And what would I use? Coconut oil.
Yes, I used the face oil from Zoe Foster Blake,
go-to
stuff, and it just softened it all up. However, it didn't stop the ingrowns, and so I had have a real one right near me Adam's apple.
All right, mate. Anyway.
What?
It's disgusting.
It's actually not disgusting. Everyone gets ingrowns.
Were you using a razor or were you using your shaver?
No, a razor.
Okay.
And so I'm just thinking it would be great to get.
Yeah, you got to speak to Justin Hill. Justin Hill from
the laser stuff. Yeah,
I've seen him talk about getting his beard done, but it's something like it's so like Geordie Shore.
But no, I'm not wanting specific. I'm not wanting it to be super like. I don't need to look like a Lego man in like you regards to.
My brother's had back laser, and it just takes out the thickness of it.
Sure.
So get it done.
I get that.
But I mean, there's a lot of admin in getting it going.
There's like six.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do sessions. Multiple.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Well, I've got to pick my – so 2020, trying to – got to work out if I'm doing one bit of admin, psychologist or laser hair.
Psychologist, yeah.
Yeah. Psychologist.
The neck hair is going to save me a lot of time, though. We'll see. who else was commenting, 97?
Jem's just – it was a facial that she was getting.
That's right. Laser facial.
Matt says a mate of mine from high school had a full indoor-sized wooden court built in his backyard. It was fucking insane.
Jeez. Yeah, that is amazing. I was a kid, because we were on a fair-sized block, like a quarter acre or whatever, and the big hype was we were going to get a beach volleyball court in our backyard.
That's good. Low Never maintenance, did. Sand, but then a lot of...
wind and stuff, I guess. If you had a windstorm, it would be a nightmare.
A lot of cats just coming in, pooping. Never
thought of that.
But they did in sandpits. So we had a sandpit Dad built for
of
me.
Of course.
Pooing. Local fucking
disgusting cats. You never see a house with a beach volleyball court.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. The guy from Instagram, Peter Try.
Eight Food.
He's got a basketball court in his backyard.
Yeah, looks quite nice.
I mean, how much are you using it? These things.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? 97, how are you going with the sauna, buying a sauna?
It's a bit of a nightmare.
Why?
Well, so you have to get it wired in to your to the main power supply.
It's just like a spa. You just pay an electrician, probably $600-700.
Tommy's bro could probably do it.
If it was on the books, because you got to plug it into the switch.
Yeah, it's not like just a normal
spa,
PowerPoint.
Our spa, it's like a certain voltage, sends it out. It's all the way. Some gronk did it all the way around.
Yeah.
And
from next doors.
Yeah. And so
from next doors. Just tapping into next doors.
Yeah. So, so that's an option.
So that sounds reasonable.
So dad's not too keen because it's like it'll power cost use. Like a. power usage isn't a problem. It was more just the install cost if it's like another $700.
And so what's the actual cost outside of install?
The sauna?
Yeah. What does that cost?
It would come to like $2,500.
Including install.
And it's, is it infrared or?
No. That's traditional sauna. And so I was looking into infrared saunas and you've got different types. You've got like near light infrared saunas or near infrared saunas, and you've got far infrared saunas.
You need to speak to Conspiracy Jimmy. He's probably less of a tire kicker. He's probably gone closer to actually getting it done. Reckon? I mean, he's got cash to spend. Yeah. He loves that
Unlike this Gronk.
I mean, he's just a young tie kicking. Yeah. How many times did you call people from the trading post as a kid?
Never, actually.
You did?
I never, no. Oh. Actually, I mean, this is some of the weirdness. So, I obviously, I'm trying to get used to eating leftovers. But the other thing was I
How's
never-
How's this connected to the trading post?
Secondhand, never bought anything secondhand.
Okay. You're more the credit card guy. Go full.
Get the proper one, and then never sell it.
Look,
the secondhand market. It feels
$2,500 gym membership. That's 4 years of a $500 gym membership.
I mean, what gym memberships are $500?
Yeah.
So what gym memberships?
Yeah. Anytime Fitness is $800. Fitness First is probably about a grand.
How much I'm paying?
Yeah,
20
you're
bucks
probably
a fortnight.
Paying a grand.
You don't pay $20 a fortnight, really? Oh, that's because of your old membership.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's more. Fuck, I don't know. I did it so long ago. Mm-hmm. Can't remember.
Oh, how about your phone? You know, the one that you thought that you owned?
I never thought I owned it. I just,
oh, really? So you actually knew that you were leasing the whole time?
I never. See, I was always skeptical of what I did because I can't remember. So I must have switched it over to a lease plan. When I got, see, this is the thing they get you when it's like new phone comes out, you can upgrade now. And then I've flicked over to some lease plan on my mobile phone, which means I have to give it back in February, which is fine, but it means I don't have a phone. So I can't just leg it to some cheapo.
How much do you save by leasing?
I don't know. This is why I'm like, it fucking has to be a good deal. Like,
or maybe not.
I'm not a dumbass that thinks that. Like it would have to be $40 that I'd be saving to even enter into a lease thing.
$40
a month.
A month.
Across
a 12-month or 24-month?
24-month plan. Like I would have to. This
so that's
is,
$800.
It is absolute criminal. In Australia, the leasing thing is criminal. Like how are they? Because there's a few things. If you break your phone, you have to pay some. Like at the end of it, you have to hand it back in a working condition.
I have a feeling that the US is like all about that leasing because when the iPhone, the first gen first came out of the iPhone, you know, 12 years ago or whatever, you could only get it on AT&T, so one telco provider, and it was $199. That's all it cost. And so it wasn't like a normal buying sort of arrangement.
To be honest, I would have no problem leasing if I was able to shift down in cost of my plan. So I pay a premium monthly fee for my phone, which means now there's like half the cost plans that give you double the data and double everything, but they're half the cost and that's a downgrade. So you have to pay an exit fee out of your contract to get onto that. So I've got to let the 24 months run out, which is in February, which then I can jump to another cheaper option that probably has a leasing thing. And then I wouldn't care if it's like.
Well, they've gotten way better, I think, with pricing in Australia. Like there's.
Because they've ripped off so many people.
Well, I think it's also maybe a supply demand thing. I'm guessing there's like way more network sort of available.
I know what you mean. Do you think it should be businesses' responsibility to. Which it makes sense. From a business perspective, I think it's not. But from a fucking human level, people who are on old plans mm-hmm. that are $200, $180, and now there's literally 60%, 50% less plans that are available. So I mean, they could downgrade them.
I feel like I've definitely had Telstra call me before and saying, hey, you can get a way better deal now.
Really?
But it's based on you not being in contract anymore. So if you're out of contract paying a bunch, they're like, would actually prefer you to be in contract paying less, knowing that that's guaranteed cash. Mm. So I guess that's part of it too.
Oh, it's all a bit disappointing. Mm.
What do you reckon? So 2020, I've been thinking about New Year's resolutions. I had the goal.
I told you, it's this time. People start just disregarding the next month and a bit.
Definitely. And so dialing in all that sort of stuff. I posted a photo maybe 6 months ago of my New Year's resolutions. They were very popular. People loved it. They got behind it, which is what I needed.
What was beneficial about it?
Yeah. What was beneficial? Oh, just the amount of engagement. There was a lot of likes, a lot of comments. But there was things like I wanted to basically save 50% of our household income or whatever, which we didn't end up doing. But after watching this documentary on FIRE, that whole financial independence, retire early, the idea of frozen burritos and stuff.
Oh, I've been thinking about those a bit.
Have you looked them up?
No, I haven't yet.
I'll send you a video of it. Yeah, but what are some of the things, because I've been trying to cut down my approach to life as always, because I've worked for myself, it's always just like make more money so you can just do the things that you want to do. But when you're in a business and you pay yourself a salary, it's like it doesn't matter how much more money you're making, you've got your salary. And so
I think then you grapple with, so like budgeting or pulling back on spending is like a mindset shift from someone coming from the earn more money. Like you just described your mindset where the opposite is.
Yeah, do what you want.
Pull your strings in, pull your fucking laces tight because we're going to shut out on a bunch of stuff that is your life.
What do you reckon, 97, the different approaches, that idea of just like having your lifestyle as cheap as possible versus making money to fulfill a certain lifestyle, where do you sort of sit?
Well, I used to be really, really, I guess, like frugal enough to. I still am.
And then you pre-ordered a Cybertruck for the show.
Solid work, kid.
No, but over the past probably like 6 months, I've really loosened up in terms of what I'm willing to spend my money on. And it's just more willing to like go out and have fun or buy things.
That experiences.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, like I probably would have been too tight to buy an iPhone previously, but it's like, why not now?
Well, Tim Ferriss does his classic question, what's one thing under $100 that's given you the most value in the past 12 months? Mm. What would that be for you?
Under $100.
Though. Under 100.
It's a hard one.
Under 100 is an annoying number.
I was thinking about this the other day. I bought an $8. My wife has tried to throw it out. An $8 laptop pillow with a plastic thing. So it's like
horrendous.
Yeah. It's shitty. Like you'd look at it and go, yuck. Mm-hmm. One size.
As seen on TV.
But it just goes on. I like it on. I think you wouldn't mind it based. Like your nuts getting hot. You know, when you've got a laptop on and it just gets a bit too hot. It's only nice in bed.
It feels like letting go. Don't you think? Mm. This would be my. Do you want to answer that just in case it's Chris?
Is it 2 o'clock?
No, it's 10:02. We'll do another.
So then how do you reconcile? See, here's the thing. I don't think our generation has been through a severe financial crisis. Mm-hmm. Our parents, 2008, my parents sold their house the weekend before the last financial crisis. Mm. I think if they waited a week, it probably would have been a different price they got. We haven't felt that financial friction before in our lives.
Yeah.
Like really having to go, fucking the economy shot, no money to be made, no one's spending cash and our business goes under.
Well, I think it's better. I think you're in a better position if you can prepare for a shitstorm than waiting to get into the shitstorm.
I tell you what, it's better living in that mindset, but then the mindset of I'm going to choose the positive outlook of if we need more money, we'll make more money.
Yeah.
Versus fucking turning into an absolute tight ass where you're just – you're restricting your enjoyment of life based on not having to spend. And so I think there's a time for both.
Yeah. So 97, have you worked out what your favorite, that old Tim Ferriss, under $100?
It's probably a smoothie container. The smoothie containers that I bring into work.
Are they not just your what's that called?
The Nutribullet ones.
Yeah. Is it just a Nutribullet accessory? Yeah,
but so the little like knobs on the side or whatever, they always crack off. And so I just get real pissed off in the morning.
So is this like a third party? Is this like a premium third party product or is this still?
No, it's just on eBay, like a third party cheap one. But like $20 or whatever, and I just have to keep buying them because they keep breaking.
You buy a lot of shit on eBay. What sort of, because you get all the accessories. You've got the silicon, like the AirPod silicon holder.
That's a pretty good. Yeah. That was like an $8 purchase.
What are you? Are you protecting it? What's the point of it?
Protection. It's not getting scratched. It's. I mean, have you seen the back of your one?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was mine's scratched. No, mine's scratched.
Yeah.
Mine's fine. Who gives a shit? It's a case. That's what it's meant for.
Yeah, but I can put a case on a case, and then the case doesn't get scratched.
A Gronk move for me for many months was the way that I knew which ones were my AirPods was the one with all the gunk in them.
Yeah.
But anyway, looking at them, look what I did on the weekend.
That's nice.
I cleaned them. 97, can you log into your eBay and see all the last?
I just got sent
a text
message.
So what's the $100 purchase that's giving you the most joy?
There's a bunch of things that I haven't bought yet that I reckon you're going to. Can I tell you those though?
No.
I want to know them.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is why it's a good question based on it being super hard.
Mm.
The only reason I have an answer is literally over the weekend I found in the garage. I was like, that would be my answer to the $100 thing.
Mm.
What have you bought recently?
Something maybe about like the Moleskine notepads, but that's really lame. The thing that I've been watching all the
he gave mine a fucking beating.
I'd love a torch. Like a really solid torch.
I think it goes beyond. It's so not what Tim Ferriss was asking. He's asking what has been the best purchase.
But that's why I think I'm
like
great.
What's given you something, like what's given you, changed your life, given you joy or at least just changed up something for you at home?
An everyday carry item.
What about your wallet?
Nah.
What do you mean? It's nice and like thin and sleek now.
Yeah, it's good. Let me think about it. They're all things I haven't bought yet. Can I tell you the things I think are going to be good?
But why don't you have them yet?
Well, because I'm saving for Christmas.
Okay.
Well, because I want something at Christmas time that's like nice and affordable. I don't want to get too silly.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's these silicon style bags that you can put your food in. They're like
meal prep.
Yeah, that type of thing. I've been watching these pack hack videos where people like they have like little thing like cases and stuff so you can hold like cables. I reckon a really long USB cable would be great for my iPhone that's not shit. Because you know how you were saying iPhone cable is like
you need a titanium one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I want like a real high quality one.
Teflon fucking coating.
Or Trev Long always gets like the Belkin ones. So it'd be good to get some form of brand endorsement with Belkin.
Yeah, I think it's a hard question. Think about it. Let us know if you've got something that you actually.
Under $100.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to know my eBay purchases?
Yeah, this is your eBay purchases.
This is for this year. Fenola No Yellow Shampoo.
Okay, that's for your
that's
hair.
That's the toner for my hair.
How does that work out?
It's actually done a pretty good job.
Okay.
Oral-B toothbrush head replacements.
Are they legit or are they third party?
No, third party.
Cheap?
$11 for, I think I got 20 of them.
That's cheap.
How do you know if these third party ones are going to be okay?
Because it says Oral-B compatible.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just
brackets
you
made
just
from
hope.
Asbestos.
Yeah. Yeah, it does have that vibe. You just don't know. Go on.
Yeah, where the fuck are these coming from?
A shockproof Apple AirPods case, silicon.
How much was that?
$5.25.
That's cheap, man. See, yeah.
It seems like there's some sort of global warming thing attached to all this eBay stuff. Like, this can't be good for the environment. No, go on.
Keep going.
12 pairs of bamboo invisible socks, $12.
Didn't you have to chuck them out because they made your feet stink or no?
No. My feet just smell. My shoes do that.
Yeah. Are they good socks?
And they do the check.
But you can't tell if they're bamboo or not. Can you start doing...
No, I can't do that. Yeah.
Can you do a blog post on our website, Mr. 97's tight ass recommendations or something around there? Because like, I would... If you said, oh, I'll get you some socks, I need fucking ankle socks or whatever they are.
Yeah. No, they're pretty good.
I just can't be bothered buying them.
Yeah.
Is there an affiliate link I could just click and Mr. 97 purchases this stuff
for me? Yeah, on eBay. There's a
Lycra adhesive for the back of my phone to hold cards.
Like a wallet thing,
You're about 65.
A phone case, a tempered glass camera screen protector. This is great. It's a suction mount for a GoPro, but for Windows. So it's got three suctions.
You don't even have a GoPro.
No, it was for Jace.
Okay, your mate.
That was his birthday.
So you're buying. Okay, yeah, sure.
The other one, which is my brother's Christmas present, was a water filter. So you can like, it's like it's sort of like a straw thing, and you can suck through it, and it'll filter the water as it goes.
I think
up.
I've seen these. Are they like? It almost seems like a push pop, like drink. That look like that?
It's
like
a bullshit, pump? Bullshit.com.
It looks like a pump, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
interesting.
But apparently it's legit.
I definitely respect the guy who actually makes the purchase. See, like, I never went out of my way to get that fucking pillow thing. I don't think it's that impressive. Those are impressive. He's actually done some research. Mm.
Can I say, the best purchase under $10 I've ever made is a no junk mail sign.
So he's got his perch. He's got his answer.
A sticker. So it's an adhesive, and you stick it on your mailbox.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting junk mail anymore.
That's great. But junk mail's fine.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Before we go, Black Friday deals. Our mates at Quadlock have a deal. I was going to, like, because I've been going to buy shit all week, and Bree's like, wait for Black Friday.
Okay.
And they're all starting that. Like, they're all like, it becomes like the Black Week. They start doing it early. But the actually, here's my favorite purchase under $200.
Actually, the rule, it's
gone. No. Actually, under $100.
Okay.
It's wool and prints t-shirts, merino t-shirts, the blends.
Mm.
I've worn them all year. I've only got three. That's the only t-shirts I've worn, and they're all good.
That's solid.
And I probably you only have to wash them like once every month.
And arguably.
And the great thing at the moment is if you buy them now, if you spend over, I think it's $130, and you add three pairs of socks to the cart, you get the three pairs.
Do you have three pairs of socks?
Have you bought socks from them previously? I don't have any of their socks. I worry.
Would you want them?
Yes, why? Are you planning a Christmas present?
No. That's a good idea, but.
All right, mate. Buying me?
I was going to get you the 12 pairs of bamboo socks for $12.
Well, this is the worry.
Get me the good ones.
Yeah. I bought a book for a mate and I was meant to see him, but then it didn't happen. I then texted him a photo of the book and said, hey, man, I got you this book. Don't buy it. Do you think that's still fine?
Yeah. That's fine. I bought you. Because you don't want him to buy it.
Anyway, the Quadlock, 30% off if you use the code QLBF19.
QL.
Quadlock. Black Friday 19.
Great. And that's for, do they have their new car mount yet or no? You don't know the answer to that, but they've got a bunch of mounts so you can mount them onto your bike. That's the big one. The bike mount pro is what I like. If I use my bike regularly, I use the case.
That purchase doesn't include, it was much more than $100.
We should do another segment on shit that we buy. We should maybe every week in December.
No, that could be your blog post, the bullshit you've bought that never used. Yeah. Outline, see if anyone wants to buy it.
I had the domain name justifymypurchase.com, and it was going to be sort of like this. You submit and it goes to like a home page and then people comment on the thing and just tell you why it's right.
Well, Mr. 97, you're doing the Mr. 97's tight ass purchases.
Great.
Yep.
And okay.
And Josh is doing Josh's bullshit we've bought.
Bullshit I've bought.
Okay, great. A lot of juggling balls. I did a huge buy up.
Are they the ones in the office?
Nah, I got these other ones that would glow in the dark.
Really?
No, they would actually light up.
When you threw them in the air, it had like indicators in it.
But they mark. It was not cheap.
Mr. 97, anything coming through on the Instagram before we go?
Art Kid Jewelry says spot on, not good for the environment.
Thank you.
In relation to my purchases.
I pointed that out.
Samantha says, surely we need a 3D deal update soon. I can imagine he'd be keen to get in on the New Year's resolutions.
Oh, that's
chat.
A great idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
No, that's good. All right. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you want to send us an email, please let us know the shit that we should buy. These cable ties that I want to get as well that are very strong and they just hold all your shit together. Do you remember when you can get them from...
What's wrong with a normal cable tie?
Yeah, and you keep adding things on.
What does that mean? What is a normal cable tie?
Well, they're both equally as strong.
What is a normal cable tie?
Just one of those plastic ones from Bunnings. You can get like 100 of them for $1.
Oh, you mean but that's more requires cutting and stuff.
Yeah,
that's a cable tie.
No, but I'm talking about ones that you sort of you loop and you twist, and it's a wire, and so you reuse them, and so you could do an XLR cable. No, it's stronger than that. Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.